Speakeasy FM is taking a break for the moment. Tonight's episode is a repeat program, and they're hoping to be back on air with new episodes before long.
Welcome to Speakeasy FM. How are you going, Aves? Aves, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still
You're
here.
You're there. I'm here, Mr. Buck. For everyone wondering why I'm shouting, Amy is not in the room with us today, however.
Is that piece all about her, no?
She's just, she's just at home.
So amazing.
Decided to do this remote today. So that's good. We'll try something a bit different.
Yeah.
Amy, you're awesome.
I know.
And no more Pepsi for you.
Oi, I'm having it today.
I know. Have one for me.
Okay, I will.
What you been up to, Ames? You just hanging out this week?
Yeah, just chilling out.
Just chilling?
Yeah, and Mum says soaps. I'm on the radio. I'm recording.
We are.
Good on you, Amy.
We are live. Stephen, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I've had a fantastic week.
Tell us all about it.
I did some art.
You did do some art. And Amy, you did some art on Tuesday, was it?
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
How was that?
It's really good. I started a new painting for the market.
Oh, did you? And what's the painting of?
It's like a forest, like trees with green sea.
Beautiful. Are you looking forward to the market?
Yeah, I am. I was doing this on the market, so.
Is this you're talking about the Christmas market, right?
Yeah.
On the 4th of December.
Yeah.
In Devonport, just down by the ferry there.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, come down and meet us and.
Have a coffee with me.
And have a chat.
And have a coffee.
Absolutely. And Amy, so you've got that to have there. What about, how many paintings are you going to have there, do you think?
Quite a lot. One from mine and Michael's and Stephen's.
Yeah, that's exciting. Because we're going to have two stands down there, right? Art Curate, which is that one. And then right next door, we're going to have Speakeasy FM, which is all of us. Stephen's going to be there, you're going to be there, I'm going to be there.
If you're good enough, Amy, that is.
Oi!
Stephen, have you got art to display at the market?
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
What's your favourite piece of art that you're going to be showing?
I don't know.
So people can actually come down, they can see your art, and they can pick up a piece if they like it.
And they can talk to me.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so that's the 4th of December, so we look forward to seeing everyone down there. Hopefully it'll be nice weather, I think.
I'm going to blame Kate.
It'll be a great day. Shall we jump into a song? We'll come back and we'll talk about.
So, this request is for Amy. Whatever Yumba wants to do it.
Amy, Stephen's dedicating the song to you.
Oh, thank you, Stephen.
Forever young.
By Rod Stewart on Speakeasy FM.
welcome back to Speakers of Him. That was Rod Stewart for Amy Forever Young.
I haven't heard that song in ages. It was a lovely song. I haven't listened to Rod Stewart for...
Amy's pretty awesome.
Well, I went to a concert to see Rod Stewart.
Did you? Was that in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Wow. How was it?
Quite good. We are a big fan of Stewart's in my family.
That's super cool. Stephen, you're going to a show tomorrow night, aren't you?
Yeah.
What is it?
660.
Yeah, at Eden Park.
Yeah.
That's crazy how they can fill that place, because that's such a big stadium.
I like Eden Park.
It's amazing any band can fill that place.
It's the best stadium in the whole universe.
It's raining tomorrow.
What was that aim, sorry?
It's raining tomorrow.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Concerts in the rain are even better.
And we'll be undercover too.
You'll be undercover, Stephen. It cools everyone down. And I don't know, there's something about it. All the lights look better. Yeah.
But they finish at a weird hour in the morning, so.
Well, they have to finish. There's a curfew, right, around Eden Park. They have to finish around, like, I don't know, 11, I guess, or 10.
Or 12 at night.
Probably. It'd be funny, though, because you know how people. You can call noise control.
Yeah.
If your neighbour's having a party or something, you can call noise control.
Somebody call noise control on Eden Park.
Yeah. So if someone comes to your door with a piece of paper and knocks on it and says, you know, if we have to come back, we're taking your stereo. What do they do at Eden Park?
I don't know. I want to find out. We should ring up the CEO.
What door do you knock on?
I don't know. The office door.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Knock on the office door. I want to find out.
let's dive into the quiz. Every week we do a quiz. All three of us, and of course we have to try and get the answers correct, or as close to correct as possible. This week we're going to do a quiz on... Ames, what are we doing a quiz on this week? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which is funny enough, I can't recall that I've actually seen one. So you guys are going to have to help me with this one.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, well let's dive into it then. So... series of questions, obviously, starting with how well do you know the... here we go. Question one. What is Will Turner's job? Who's Will Turner? I told you you're going to have to help me out here. Is a butcher, baker, a blacksmith, or banjo player? Amy, do you have any idea?
Banjo player.
That's mess.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. That's mess.
Correct. It is a blacksmith. Question two. According to the stories people tell, how did Captain Jack Sparrow escape from the island on which Barbossa marooned him? So, how did Captain Jack Sparrow escape from the island on which Barbossa marooned him? He made a raft out of sea turtles. He made a ship out of palm trees. He swam across the ocean, or he and a native named Friday took over a passing ship. That sounds quite specific.
Took a pearl ship.
All right. Stephen, what do you think?
Yes.
All right.
Hand him over.
Incorrect answer.
Oh, okay.
Correct answer. He made a raft out of sea turtles. Who would have known? Question three. By what nickname was William Turner's father known? Was it Barnacle Bill, Buccaneer Bill, Bootblack Bill, or Bootstrap Bill?
Barnacle Bill.
Bootstrap Bill.
Bootstrap Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give that a go. It is correct.
You never know.
Next question. What happens to Barossa and his crew in Moonlight? They melt, they are revealed as walking skeletons, they turn green, or nothing in particular.
Skeletons.
What are we thinking? Amy, are you cheating? Are you getting answers off Kate?
Yeah.
What? They're quite difficult. I mean, I haven't seen the film, so... I'd be purely guessing. They're quite interesting answers, though. So what do they do? What do they do here if the crew's in Moonlight? Do they melt?
What?
Are they walking skeletons? Do they turn green or nothing in particular?
Walking skeletons.
Okay. Let's give that a go.
Sorry.
That is correct. Next question. What is the name of Barossa's pet monkey?
Maurice.
It's either Hector, Davy, Jack, or it doesn't have a name.
Jack. Monkey.
Barossa's pet monkey.
Yeah. Can you say it again?
What is the name of, sorry, not Barossa, Barbossa. I should put my glasses on, shouldn't I? Barbossa's pet monkey. Hector, Davy, Jack, or the monkey doesn't have a name.
I think Jack.
Jack, all right. Isn't Jack the name of the main guy? The guy who Johnny Depp plays?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it was actually correct. Okay, good. Next question. What is Barbossa's favourite fruit?
Apple.
All right, that's the first option here. Stephen, you cool with that answer?
Yeah.
Okay, apples.
The life hasn't thrown it, yeah. You never know what happens these days.
That is correct. It is apples. Where is the cursed treasure kept? Any guesses?
What have you got? Treasure chest.
In
the island. Okay. Yeah, on
the island,
yeah.
An unnamed island is one of the options here, so let's go with that. Correct answer. Okay, yep, good. What happens at the end of the credits? It says here, and I'm reading it verbatim, nothing. Jack sails back to the treasure. Barbossa sits up and smiles. Or Barbossa's pet monkey steals a bit of the cursed treasure.
I think Jack should
kiss her. Okay. Let's have a look. Jack sails back to the treasure. Great, and the final question here. Pirates, what was Pirates of the Caribbean based on? A picture book, a stage play, a theme park ride, or a website?
Website.
A website, really? Okay. Let's try that.
You never know. I mean, that might be not true.
It is a theme park ride. You usually think it's the other way around, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess, well, that actually makes sense. I think it's a theme park in... Oh, it is. It's in Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World, but I've heard lots of good friends about it.
No, neither. Have you been to Disneyland?
No. But I would like to one day. Anyone know?
I went to Disneyland once. It was fun. Amy, have you been to Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah. I was like a little girl. I've been to Disneyland.
Cool. What was that like?
It's really good. Quite big. Lots of Disney characters in that place.
Fun. How old were you?
It's got fun.
How long ago was that?
We were in the Disneyland. How long were we there?
I think she was about 16.
When Lisa was 16.
Oh, yeah. So that would make you around 14.
Yeah.
All right, in the theme of Stephen's gig tomorrow night that you're going to, 660, should we play a 660 song?
Yeah.
All right.
That's all she wrote from 660 on Speakeasy FM. Enjoy it.
I'm just walking down these city lines, yeah, I'm just trying to find my way. Time flies like the spark in your eyes when you're taking it day by day. Time heals all. They were wrong, but ain't no use in looking back. It's already gone. You give and you take, you love and you chase. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. I'm just living my life. I'm just trying to save you time. I can give you some wings and advice, but that ain't gonna make you fly. You need to find your own peace of mind, 'cause ain't no use in looking back. Move on, move on. You give and you take, you love and you chase. That's all she wrote. You laugh and you cry, you live and you die. That's all she wrote. Wanna be younger when we're older. It's just confusion until it's over. That's all she wrote. We wanna be older when we're younger. We wanna be younger when we're older. It's just confusion until it's over. That's all she wrote. You give and you take, you love and you chase.
Welcome back to Speakers FM. That was 660. They're an epic band.
So you're looking forward to the show tomorrow night?
Yep.
I saw them last time they played at Eden Park and it was really good.
Well, I blame Mr. Button.
Do you think it's going to be sold out like it was last time?
I don't know. Well, the weather's a bit crap, so probably. Probably.
It'll be fun. I think, honestly, rain in a concert is not a big deal at all. It's funny the way.
Well, it depends what sort of people they are. If they're wimps, then that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Amy, you ready for some news from Stephen?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
Time for Speakies and News.
In the news this week.
In the news, we got Mr. Trump running for president again.
Hello, who would have thought?
So he is the second. No, he's the first president to actually run, I think, a second term not attached to the first term.
I thought he was doing something illegal.
What was that?
I thought something was after.
I think maybe, yeah. That's a.
He's a bit of a random guy.
Amy, what do you think about Trump running again?
I think it's good.
It's certainly going to be interesting to see.
I like Mr. Biden more.
I think he'll show up to it and give us stuff with him. No, COVID.
Let's have a look here. Hang on.
I like Mr. Biden more, probably. Yeah.
So yeah, Donald Trump announced he will run for US president in 2024. I kind of saw it coming, though.
I think he should come back. It's just COVID, really.
I'm amazed he's got the energy to do that again.
Well, I thought it was these songs, but I don't think Joe Biden, but all right.
I imagine that, yeah, I may imagine Biden's probably going to run again, too.
Biden's got his head screwed on.
He does, and they're roughly the same age, those guys, which is hard to believe.
Well, for one, Biden, he is not a bad person.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, let's see what happens.
All right.
Let's touch on that one again next week and see how it's all going.
I mean, who knows? He might be the one in this one.
Second story I want to touch on. What is that?
A ship.
It's a ship. And what's interesting about this ship?
It's a floating ship.
It's a big floating ship. It's looking to be the world's largest boat. But what's interesting about it is the shape of it. Amy, yeah. Do you know, any guesses as to what this ship is shaped like?
Probably like a tennis
ship. Is it a boat?
It's a boat. It's a giant cruise ship. It's going to be the largest. It's going to become the world's largest boat. It's in the shape of an animal. Can you guess what it is?
Animal. Is it big? Wild cat?
No, it's a... Steven, do you know? It's a turtle. A giant turtle.
It's a turtle.
Which is really weird and hard to believe, but I'm looking at a picture of it right now. And it looks like a giant floating around stadium, if you can picture that. With the big turtle arms, which look like
wings of the ship.
It's crazy though, you want to see a photo of it. It's like, it just looks like a massive turtle and it's got other ships around it for reference and they look very small in comparison, so. But you like your cruises, I mean, I think this would be a really interesting ship. You know, they're calling it a floating city, basically. So, I mean, it's a concept at this stage. I don't think they've actually started building or anything, but if this goes ahead, I'm just reading as we go here, it's going to be unbelievable. So who knows, it could be a new day for cruise ships.
I want to go.
Who says they have to be shaped like an actual boat?
I want to go on this boat.
Me too.
Are you going to say that? Well,
what's that, Ames?
Are you going to say the cruise?
Say it again.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Third news story, Stephen, what's that?
World population.
Go for it, man. World population exceeded 8 billion people this week, is it?
World population exceeded 8 billion people this
week. Which is hard to believe. And I think when I was born, or at least growing up, I remember the world having about 6 billion people. That was kind of the number. And now we've exceeded 8 billion. So how long till we get to 9 billion? 10 billion?
I don't know, we'll find out.
That's a lot of people, eh, Ames?
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to believe, but... So, get this. I'm just going to read something here from the story. This is from the New York Times. Until 1804, the year 1804, fewer than 1 billion people roamed our planet. More than a century later, in 1927, we crossed 2 billion. Since then, the world population has shot up in the shape of a hockey stick. So, exponential. Boosted by the triumphs of modern medicine and public health. So, there we go. We're at 8 billion people. That's a lot of us, huh?
Yeah.
Alright, cutting to a song now. Ames, you wanted to hear a song, didn't you?
Yeah, I want. Can you play something like, Beautiful Drama by Pink?
What About Us?
Yeah, because I won't play Beautiful Drama
anymore
because it swears and it's bad jokes.
Okay, yeah, do that one, Over Us.
All right, let's hear it. Do you want to bring this one in?
This is Pink, and the song is about, I don't know what it's about, but Pink's from a song, really good song, and my parents love the song, so it's called All About Us.
Awesome. Oh, it's Pinky's EP.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. To be loved. We were
this guy called Tom Deere. I went to this Brits Awards dinner thing, and I came with Dad's friend. He worked with my dad then, and then I he asked me to meet Tom Jones. I called him, he got on his face.
He's got what on his face?
Orange face.
Orange.
Yeah.
Oh, orange. Oh, okay. I suppose he does.
Yeah, there's white mom.
Well, no, just kidding, because you thought it was Tom Cruise you were meeting.
I was going to meet Tom Cruise, but...
You thought you were meeting Tom Cruise.
Oh, I see. So you thought you were meeting Tom Cruise, but it was actually Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Is that better or worse?
When she met him, she said, "You are older than I thought you were going to be."
Oh, I see.
You are orange. You don't look orange in your movies.
Oh, that's so good. Amy, when was this and where was this?
Mum, where's the place we went to, Mum?
The Brit Awards.
Oh, the Brit Awards. Okay. Well, how do you keep meeting so many famous people? This is.
It wasn't the Brit Awards.
And it's fantastic because there's a story attached to every one of them.
It's from Robbins we went to.
It's for special needs kids. Music for special needs kids.
Yeah.
All right, well, in that thing. That's fantastic. Did you want to play a Tom Jones song?
Yeah, I do.
All right. This is Green Green Grass of Home by Tom Jones. Right.
The old hometown the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I
right, we're back. Ames, that was just Tom Jones.
Yeah, that is Tom Jones from Green Green Tree. That's right.
Tom Cruise or Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
you'll never get that wrong again.
Yeah, I know that.
And we were just chatting to Kate during the song, and she was just A, confirming that, but also saying that it was actually a Tom Jones tribute gig. So
yeah,
he would have been quite.
I got buzzed, I don't know.
Oh, that's fantastic. Have you ever met anyone famous?
I met Rachel Hunter.
Oh, so you met Rachel Hunter. She used to be married to Rod Stewart.
Well,
didn't she?
Yep.
I saw them together once when I was a kid.
I love Rachel Hunter.
I saw them.
Beautiful. I gave her a hug.
Did you?
Yep.
We met her at...
Well, I know half the story. I was in...
I'll tell that one next week.
You can tell it now. I think you should tell that story now, actually. It sounds like a good one. Do you want to tell it now?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I went to watch basketball.
Yep.
And I used to play it, yeah. And Rachel Hunter was there as a guest. She was there as a celebrity guest.
What's wheelchair basketball like? I've seen it on TV before.
People play in wheelchairs.
What's it like to play?
It's all right. It's a bit of a rough game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bit of a rough and tumble. That's cool. And so do you have to dribble the ball? Do you have to like bounce it?
You have to hold it.
You have to hold it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to get to the goalpost. You have to get to the hoop and...
Yeah, and then chuck it up in the air.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And everyone, so you have to be in a wheelchair player, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, cool. And so you met Rachel Hunter there.
Yeah, and I said to her, can I give her a hug? And I gave her a hug.
Wow.
Yeah, so I gave her a hug and I went...
She's pretty famous, huh?
Yeah,
cool.
I've got photos as well.
You should bring the photos
on.
We can talk about it on Instagram.
I'll see what I can
make out
one day.
Instagram, by the way, everybody, is Speak Easy.
Have we got any comments on our page?
I don't know. I have to have a look. But we should start putting some photos up on there, actually. James, have you seen the Instagram page?
Not yet.
I'll show you.
We'll show you we can get here.
Yes, okay, I will. And just a reminder for everyone listening, Amy is working from home today.
I like you, Amy!
I know that. This
Which is working quite well, isn't it, Ames?
I've got a few cocktails and biscuits, so good.
Biscuits and cocktails, good. Sounds like you're having a grand time.
Yeah.
It's pretty peaceful, Amy, down here.
I can't actually hear you, Steve.
Well, you can't give me back, Amy.
Well, I will not for long until Tuesday.
Will you get me back on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Will you put me in the bin?
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Paul,
all right.
Can you do something for me?
Oh, no, we're going to cut to a song before it gets too hostile in here.
No, it's not too hostile.
I'm joking. Stephen just gave me a look. I was just kidding, Stephen. All right, this is Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, Speak Easy Man, that's the one. Can we do Hot Chili California?
Getting on in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was wearing a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company pay me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, from them everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive. We'll be right back.
little brighter. With the name like Bay in California, day was gonna come when I was gonna moon ya. A little loaded, she was feeling another breath. I love my baby to death. Gifted and I made her, one for the now and 11 for the later. Never made it up to Minnesota, North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was saving the best for last. It only hurts when I land.
That was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do you like the Chili Peppers?
Yes.
I love them. Amy, do you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
The band, is it?
Yeah, the band.
Yeah.
Those guys are like in the 60s now.
I thought you said
there used to be another Rolling Stones, I reckon.
Do we can not be the Rolling Stones, do we can?
Well, they're just going to keep going, I think. I'm going to stop them. They're on another tour right now, but they've all just turned 60.
Or are they still having two?
Yeah, one way or the other.
So,
have you seen them live?
No, but I would like to.
I've seen them two or three times. They're really good. Sorry, Steve, you were going to say something.
I was thinking, here you go. So, we were just talking about name on here.
Yeah. Potential. We were talking about Trump. Just, yeah, fun names to call babies these days. Trump. Do you think Trump's a good name?
Yeah.
Amy loves that name. I'm surprised that you liked it so much, James.
Mr. Matt, come on,
I'm not calling my nephew every day Trump. I
can't think so. Mr. Matt, come on,
well, have you got any better suggestions, Amy?
Well, it's Nicholas, Jacob.
Or Trump.
No.
Jerry. Or Jack. All right, we are coming to the end of our show here. It's been a fantastic show. Thank you, guys. Ames, thanks for dialing in, I guess.
We like you,
Ames. Working from home, it works quite well, actually.
Yeah,
what
a good M&A.
Well, you never know.
That's how you don't have to move anywhere, you just chill.
You never know what happens these days.
No, I know. Well,